Okay, our next presentation and final one of the session will be given by Galen Musso. It will be on the topic of improving nitrogen management in no-till systems.
Larry Murphy was supposed to be here today to present this. He's going in for knee replacement surgery and asked if I would give this presentation for him, and appreciate this opportunity to talk to you about some of the work that's been done with Nutrisphere N. Well, you can tell from the presentations today that nitrogen applications have a big target on them, and anything that we can do to increase the efficiency of the nitrogen that is being applied, you know, that helps our growers and farmers. I'd like to spend a few minutes talking to you today about some work that's been done with Nutrisphere N. Just as a review, if you're not familiar with it, it is a dark dicarboxylic acid copolymer. It has a very negative charge, 1,800 milliequivalents per 100 grams. It is water-soluble and slowly biodegradable. So it is a long carbon chain, and when loaded with the calcium, the calcium is the exchangeable ion on this carbon chain, and it has some very interesting properties when used in conjunction with nitrogen fertilizers. So it can be used, has applications in both liquid formulations, nitrogen formulations, and also solid granular formulations. As we look at the nitrogen cycle, there are two modes of action that are of interest when we're looking at Nutrisphere N. One is the ammonia volatilization, and the second one would be nitrification. Nutrisphere N, being that it is a very negative charge, it has an affinity for the nickel ion, or actually there's two nickel ions in the urease enzyme. And so when in this microenvironment where the urease enzyme exists and the nitrogen fertilizer, it sequesters the nickel ions. It also has an effect on nitrification in the fact that it has, once again, an effect on the copper and iron cofactors that are required for the Nitrosomonas and Nitrobacter bacteria that are required for nitrification, resulting in an enhanced ammonium environment in the soil. This is a diagram of the urease enzyme right here in the center. We have two nickel atoms that are involved in that urease enzyme, and the Nutrisphere N has an effect sequestering those for a period of time, and then therefore making the urease less effective, so slowing down that urease. We're also very aware that of the nitrogen losses that can come from the surface application of urea, and you know, these losses range anywhere from 10 to 20%. I've seen figures in the West of up to 60% on wheat production. In some early studies, so this is a 3-year study in Kansas. This would have been some data collected by Barney Gordon. When it was compared, so the N-N would be the abbreviation for Nutrisphere N compared to ammonia nitrate and also urea. We see that at three different rates, this is a 3-year study, the Nutrisphere N applied to urea was very similar to the gold standard of ammonium nitrate. So this was early work, and I'm going to present some more recent work that's been conducted. In that same study, we see that the Nutrisphere N treated on urea was similar to the ammonium nitrate in ear leaf in concentration, and percent in the grain. So the product is increasing the efficiency of the urea that was applied. Plot study, looking at, in this case on the left, the urea treated with Nutrisphere N. On the right was urea at 80 pounds per acre. And notice that the difference in the firing of the leaves, and this is just mid-July, and as you're certainly aware, that continues throughout the growing season once the plant realizes that it is doesn't have enough nitrogen. It starts mobilizing that nitrogen and moving it throughout the plant. Two-year study, this once again, Barney Gordon's data out of Kansas. So the yellow line there is the urea that was broadcast. The red line would have been banded, so we saw an increase in efficiency just from banding. Then when we look at broadcast with both Nutrisphere N, and in this particular study, Agritain was also included, we see that these products do increase the efficiency of the urea that is broadcast applied. So we've got this data set. And then this study was also conducted with UAN as another nitrogen source. Once again, we see that we can increase the efficiency with UAN applications with the Nutrisphere N, and that would be the green line. And in another study that was conducted with Nutrisphere N at Kansas, once again Barney Gordon's work, the nitrogen was applied at two different times. One would have been a January application on open ground, which would not be a best recommended practice, and then a nitrogen application at planting in April at the normal time. So if we just look at the rate of 160, we see that, let's start here with the April application. There was a 50 bushel per acre increase from the Nutrisphere N in 07, and in 08, 9 bushel. When we look at the January application, which we would probably not recommend, but some growers go out and we know that they put out nitrogen in season or very early in the season before planting, we see that 62 bushel increase in January. And there we had a 15 bushel in 08. So in both times of application, we see that the Nutrisphere N had a significant increase in grain production. Looking at this graphically, so this would be for the January application, grower standard practice of urea, and then the urea treated with Nutrisphere N, a significant yield response in January and April applications. The same, we're seeing the same response regardless of when that nitrogen is being applied. In that same study, we can look at ear leaf nitrogen as a percent. If we take the rate of 160 and look at the difference in both 07 and 08, we see that we had a significant increase in ear leaf nitrogen, both at the, this would be the January application and the April application. We also observed a increase in the percent nitrogen in the grain, both in the January application and in the April application. And these resulted in an average of 31.8 more pounds of nitrogen being removed in the grain. So the product is increasing the efficiency of the nitrogen, and it's getting it all the way to the grain. Similar studies were conducted in Iowa by Bert Chow at Cedar Rapids. In this particular study, we had, this was actually a fall application and a spring application, three different rates of 60, 120, and 180 pounds of nitrogen with and without the Nutrisphere N. And you can see the nice progression. In each case, we had significant increases in the yield of grain when the Nutrisphere N was applied to the urea before application. So in summary, just some takeaway thoughts. Nutrisphere N increases the efficiency of the nitrogen fertilizer that is being applied by reducing ammonia volatilization and also nitrification depending on the environmental conditions that are present during the study or during the growing season. So it's increasing nitrogen use efficiency. It also gives us a broader window of operations. We can maybe get into the field early and apply our nitrogen. It gives us some more flexibility. It is registered for use with both liquid and granular nitrogen applications. And it speaks to some of these environmental concerns that our growers deal with on a daily basis. So with that, if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Yes.
If you have the 80 pounds of, well, first of all, the urea applications that you described in Dr. Gordon's work, was that just surface applied only or surface incorporated?
I believe it was just surface applied. Certainly the January applications would not have been incorporated. And I think to keep the from confounding things, there was no incorporation. And we know that best management practice would be to have, anytime we can get a grower to incorporate urea, we're going to reduce some of those losses.
Okay. And then for the product itself, do you think that soil texture or soil pH could have an influence on the effectiveness of the Nutrisphere?
At low pHs, and we do have data sets from more acid soils, these would be calcareous soils for this study. We do have data sets that indicate that it is just as effective on low pHs as it is on high pH.
Okay. And what about sandy loam type soils? Any thoughts on that?
Sandy loam soils are probably okay as we get to more even coarser textured soils, like I'm familiar with some of the potato work that we've done in Idaho. And some of those potatoes are grown on very coarse textured soils. We're finding out that, well, I'll tell you that Nutrisphere N is not a silver bullet. It's not going to correct the worst conditions. You might think of it more like insurance. I buy car insurance to protect myself and my family in case of a disaster. In the case of an environmental disaster, maybe a heavy rainfall or something like that, it's going to give you, protect that nitrogen longer, but it's certainly not a silver bullet.
If you had an 80-pound nitrogen rate per acre for urea, you had data for like 60 or 80, 160 and so forth, mm-hmm. just to the nearest dollar, what's your guess on what the product would cost to apply with 80 pounds of urea?
Well, I can tell you that the suggested grower retail price is 7 cents per pound of N on urea, and that goes up to 8% or 8 cents per pound of N. 11 cents per pound of N with UAN. Gives you an idea. Eric.
I Has anyone ever measured the binding constants for either nickel or iron or any of those metals that are talked about as being sequestered by the polymer? In the lab or in the soil or otherwise? And also, would you expect that polymer would be able to extract nickel from urease enzyme?
Well, I cannot answer your question as to has anybody, especially fertilizer products based out of Kansas City, is the patent holder of this product. They have a number of lab studies. Eric, you can check with Larry Sanders on that. I'm not saying that it ties it up, but it inactivates the urease enzyme is the best I can describe it. For some period of time, depending on the other environmental factors. So, I can't answer that question.
Well, I think in describing a mode of action, that would be one of the most important things to describe, would be how it binds metals, or what these complexation constants would be. And I've never seen those.
Well, that is in the patent information. And you're welcome to review that with Larry sometime if you'd be interested. Yes, sir.
Do you see this as a potential maybe replacing side dress if you applied it right before planting, whether urea or liquid?
It's very flexible. And I know that I'm familiar with some other crops. For example, we've gone in with potatoes. And instead of doing in-season applications of nitrogen, we've been able to do our nitrogen applications at emergence instead of, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks later to give us more flexibility. With onions and Nutrisphere N, we've been able to go from a single or from 3 in-season side dress applications of nitrogen to a single season side dress. So we've been able to reduce passes in the field with some of the other crops. And I think you could, with corn, I think you have more flexibility going earlier in the season, especially if you're applying UAN and actually getting it in the soil so it's not laying on the surface.
Any other questions? Okay, let's give them one more round of applause.